On a very serious note, we've been talking a lot about the Initiative 976. I don't know that I've ever been so positive and supportive of an initiative as I am this one. This would reduce car tabs to $30. It would save you and me billions of dollars collectively. Billions. Take it away from the government that maybe doesn't always spend our money so wisely. And yesterday at the Seattle City Council, I don't care what you personally think of Tim Iman, but he had 1 minute during the public comment, because the Seattle City Council, of course, voted unanimously to take a no on 976 position, because anything that takes money away from government and returns it to hardworking taxpaying citizens, anything like that makes government officials sick to their stomach. And so forget about what you feel about Iman. I want you to listen to what he said to the city council and rebut it if you can.
I think that just the basic point I'd want to make is if it was a private company that was gouging people like this, taking more money than they're really entitled to, the government would shut them down. But because it's the government itself taking more money than there should from the taxpayers, all we're getting is excuses. You're saying it doesn't matter whether or not it's dishonest. It doesn't matter if it's artificially inflated because we're spending the money that we shouldn't be taking from you in really good stuff. And what we're dealing with is we have a state that has a $3.5 billion tax surplus, which is more than enough money to backfill any affected government program, get rid of the dishonest tax, use the surplus in order to be able to backfill the affected programs, and transition to a system that is a heck of a lot more fair, that under 976, they have to get voter approval, and they have to use Kelley Blue Book or the actual value of a vehicle. So that if a $10,000 car is going to be taxed, it's going to be taxed at $10,000. That seems reasonable to me. What I find just inconceivable, and I'm out of time, is that you can't recognize the fact that people are extremely upset about this, and they're very upset because their elected officials aren't telling them and acknowledging that it's a problem. Instead, you're saying, just take it because we're using the money on really good stuff. And I think most people think if it's dishonest, you shouldn't be imposing it all, regardless of what you spend the money on.
Okay. What do you disagree with there? We are being taxed on a phantom overvaluation of our cars. I've been hearing from people, they've been texting me. Just got my tab renewal for a 2014 Chevy Cruze, $390. And I hear these stories every day. If you're a working class person, you cannot afford to give phantom tax dollars to an organization like Sound Transit and to everything else they spend it on, mostly on bureaucracy, not on anything meaningful, not on anything that actually helps. And as you heard, they have a more than $3 billion surplus in Olympia. They could return some of those billions to us by just cutting our car tabs to $30. Will they do it? And, of course, here are the council members after Iman spoke.
Seattle could lose up to 175,000 hours of bus service in 2020.
We have to have this revenue to make sure that our economy functions.
It is absolutely critical that the state's voters reject 976.
We have to have this revenue to make sure our economy functions. So if they do a tiny tax cut by giving us a few hundred bucks back on our car tabs, our economy will no longer function, according to the economic illiterates on the Seattle City Council. So I wonder how they voted when they were deciding if they should oppose this initiative.
All those in favor of supporting Resolution 31911, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The resolution has passed, and the chair will sign it.
What? It was unanimous opposing 976? there wasn't any voice of dissent on the Seattle City Council? That's shocking to me. I thought Seattle was a place where we welcome diverse viewpoints. And I will say, you know, Essex Porter asked Iman a good question at Cairo 7 News.
Well, I think voters should trust themselves and look at...
Oh, and the question was, why should voters trust you? And Iman said...
Well, I think voters should trust themselves and look at the bills that they're getting for their car tabs and see that they're dishonest.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't about Iman. This is about whether you want to keep paying, you know, an valuation of $18,000 for a car that's actually worth $10,000 to the government. If you think the government should be able to continue to overtax us compared to the value of our vehicles.